This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. An aide to acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has revealed plans to evacuate additional West Bank settlements and define Israel's permanent borders. That is, if Olmert's Kadima party wins the March 28th election. 6 months after Israel's unilateral withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, communities on both sides of the border face nearly daily rocket and artillery fire. From the ruins of former Jewish settlements in Gaza and nearby areas, Palestinian militants are firing rockets that strike communities in southern Israel that had never been hit before. The Israeli army is responding with a daily barrage of artillery fire. We have reports from both sides. First, NPR's Eric Westervelt in southern Israel.
38-year-old Mirav Shusterman and her family moved to this seaside southern Israeli town of Netiv HaSarah 12 years ago from a settlement inside the Gaza Strip. They came for the increased security, she says, and the scenery.
Because it's a beautiful place. There's a beautiful view in here. You can see the sea. It's the dream.
But now, Shusterman says, my dream has exploded in my face. Most every day, Palestinian militants fire homemade Qassam rockets from northern Gaza toward this small Mediterranean town. The upstairs of her two-story house is now a big storage area. The family's too afraid to sleep there. These days, they live mainly in two first-floor rooms. They now live a hunkered-down life by the sea.
Every morning we woke up from the Qassam, and every night we go to sleep with the Qassam. It's like part of the day. Here, my house was hit by the Qassam. It's fall on the other side of the road. And a few minutes before, my son was outside with a ball playing outside.
Shusterman opens the thick metal plates that cover the windows in the small safe room. It's a thick-walled bomb shelter. The floor is packed with three narrow mattresses. Her children, ages 14, 13, and 6, sleep here every night and often play and do homework here too. If a rocket is launched, a military loudspeaker, most of the time, blares the warning Shirah Adom, or Red Dawn, Red Dawn. The parents sleep with the windows open to hear the warnings.
We don't put the television loudly. My children, they are in the age of listening to music in a Walkman, whatever. They are afraid to do it. They're afraid to do it, so if there will be Qassam.
During the first 3 months of last year, before Israel pulled out of Gaza, 40 rockets from Gaza struck inside Israel. In the same period this year, 96 rockets have landed inside Israel, including more than 30 near Netiv HaSarah. The injuries have been few, but the scars, Shusterman says, are many. She's worried her kids, especially her youngest, will be mentally damaged by the Palestinian rocket fire. She's consulting with a child psychologist this week. Her son's learning to differentiate incoming from outgoing fire, she says, when he should be riding his bike.
My son, my younger son, he's 6 years old. He told me, are all the Arabs like this? I tell him, no. No. 6 years old, you understand what situation do we live in?
But if the rockets are terrifying, the Israeli military response, Shusterman says, is almost as bad. Long volleys of heavy artillery rounds rattle windows and nerves here. The military fires into open fields in Gaza to try to deter rocket fire. The Palestinians are laughing at us, Shusterman says in disgust. The artillery fire does nothing.
Nobody have a solution. We don't know how to deal with it. I'm not happy when they are sorrow, and I'm not happy in my sorrow.
If Shusterman is conflicted or unsure about what the Israeli response should be, one of her neighbors is not.
We have to speak the same language, and we should make their life miserable the same as our life here.
39-year-old Ronen Avisror and his wife Edith have two children, 8-year-old Omri and 3-year-old Yali. Ronen runs a nearby car dealership. They live in a comfortable house with a nice yard and gazebo. He says he doesn't want to teach his kids that in Israel, you need to move every few years to stay safe.
I'm inside my state, and I'm not intending to move out. I want to fight, and I want my government to fight. And if we have to use more forces and be more brutal, that's what we're going to do.
Down the street, Mirav Shusterman says her family has had several intense, difficult meetings on whether to stay or go.
I don't want to make damage to my children for the rest of their lives. I told my children, let's take the suitcase and go away from here. My children told me, no, mother, we want to stay here.
The Schustermans say for now they are staying. But then with an exhausted look on her face, Mirav says, I feel like I'm choking. I don't want to be choked anymore. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.